So it's a time for scripture reading.
今天的经文在耶利米书三十八章七到十三节。
It'll be on Jeremiah chapter verse 38, chapter 38, verse 1 to 7.
耶利米书三十八章七到十三节。
Chapter 38, verse 1 to 13, excuse me.
请大家打开圣经，由我来读。
Please open up the Bible and I will read.
应该是在教会圣经的一千二百九十五页。
Page 1229。
在王宫的太监古诗人以伯米勒，听见他们将耶利米下了牢狱。那时王坐在便雅悯门口，以伯米勒就从王宫里出来，对王说：“主我的王啊，这些人像先知耶利米一味的行恶。”将他下在牢狱中，他在那里必因饥饿而死，因为城中再没有粮食。王就吩咐古诗人以伯米勒说：“你从这里带领三十人，趁着先知耶利米未死以前，将他从牢狱中提上来。”于是以伯米勒带领这些人同去，进入王宫，到库房以下，从那里取了些碎布和破烂的衣服，用绳子坠下牢狱去，到耶利米那里。古诗人以伯米勒对耶利米说：“你用这些碎布和破烂的衣服放在绳子上，店里的鸽子窝。”耶利米就照样行了。这样，他们用绳子将耶利米从牢狱里拉上来。耶利米仍在护卫兵的院中。下面把时间交给艾伯罗牧师。
We'll give the time to Pastor Paul for his message.
P.D. James once wrote, "Perfect love may cast out fear, but fear is remarkably potent in casting out love."
P.D. James 曾经说过，爱能够驱逐恐惧，可是恐惧也能够驱逐爱。
In other words, when fearsome times come, we will either let fear control us, or we will let love control us.
就是说，当恐惧的时刻来临的时，当恐惧的时刻来临的时候，我们，我们就是让不是让爱来控制我们，就是让恐惧来控制我们。
Make no mistake, fearsome times will come.
而且恐惧的时刻一定总是会来的。
May come in the forms of nervousness or dread or even terror.
它可能是让你紧张，或者让你战栗。
So the question is not if they will come.
问题不是他们会不会来。
Instead, the question is when they will come.
而是何时来
？Might be the knowledge that you will be fired from your job unless you are willing to compromise your ethics.
可能有一天你必须要把你的做一些不道德的事情，不然你就会被公司开除。
Might be when you go in for a routine checkup and your doctor tells you that you might have cancer.
可能你去做体检的时候，你的医生告诉你你得了癌症。
Should the post-tribulationists be right?It might even be that we will face the fury of the Antichrist.
如果圣经讲的大灾难是对的话，我们可能也会遭遇到敌基督的来临。
So the question is, how are we going to respond to these fearsome times?
所以在这些恐惧的时刻，我们该如何去面对呢？
See, fearsome times can bring out the best in us or the worst of us.
这些恐惧的时刻能够把我们里面最好的或是最坏的把它展现出来。
These are the times that test our true character.
这是能够让我们展现自己真实的性格的时候。
And so we should be prepared for these fearsome times.
所以我们真是要好好来为这些时刻准备。
And we should make the commitment that we will do the right thing, even no matter how fearsome the times become.
而且我们必须下定决心，当这些恐惧来临的时候，我们必须要做正确的事情。
In the story that we're about to read, we're going to find out about different characters.
在我们接下来要读到的故事中，我们会看到很多的角色。
For some of these characters, these fearsome times brought out the best in them.
对一些角色来说，恐惧的时刻把他们最好的一面带出来了。
For others, it brought out the worst in them.
对其他角色来说，把他们不好的一面带出来了。
But for all these characters, we can learn some valuable lessons by either following their good example or by not following their bad example.
但是这些角色中，我们都可以从他们学习到什么该做，什么是戒禁。
The story can be found in Jeremiah chapter 38.
这个故事可以从耶利米书的第三十八章看到。
The year is approximately 586 BC.
年代大约是公元前586年。
The kingdom of Judah is in its last gasp.
犹大王的那个国家已经快要灭亡了。
The kingdom has already been invaded by the Babylonian army two different times.
他们的国家被巴比伦军队攻击已经足足两次了。
And during the second of these invasions, the Babylonian army looted the temple of Jerusalem and captured most of the leaders of Judah, including King Jehoiachin.
在第二次攻击中，巴比伦攻击了他们的城，掳掠了很多的领导。这领导中，其中有一个就是，就是耶律西。
And then they took all these leaders to Babylon.
Excuse me, 约雅金，那他们就把这些掳掠的领导把他们带去战争里。
And so only the poor and the weak were left in Judah.
只有那些软弱的还有贫穷的被留在这些他们的城里面。
And then King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon replaced Jehoiakim with his uncle Zedekiah, and so Zedekiah became the new king of Judah.
那么这时，尼布甲尼撒王，巴比伦的尼布甲尼撒王，就把他的叔叔西底家把他来取代之前这个约雅金的这个职位。
So now King Zedekiah and his motley group of leaders had to try to bring some order to their country.
所以现在这个西底家王就必须在他现在的这管的这个城市里面，把一些整治好。
But it was no easy task.
但是这整治好不是一个很简单的。
Not only were they missing their good leaders, not only was their country in ruins from being ransacked, but they were also in the midst of famine and drought.
这个国家那时不只是饱受战争的摧残，也那时有一个饥荒。
There was not enough to eat.
没有足够的食物。
But the leaders were determined not to give up.
但是领导们却决定绝对不放弃。
They were also determined that they were going to regain their independence from Babylon.
领导也决定他们一定要从巴比伦重新再独立起来。
They just needed to figure out how to do it.
他们只是要知道该如何做。
But in the meantime, the leaders had to deal with the problem that was undermining their efforts to regain independence.
但是在国家独立之前，他们却面对了更多的困难。
Their problem can be found in Jeremiah 38 verses 1-3.
这些困难可以从三十八章一到三节看到。
Jephthiah son of Matan, Gedaliah son of Pashur, Jehukal son of Shelemiah, and Pashbur son of Malchijah heard what Jeremiah was telling all the people when he said, "This is what the Lord says: Whoever stays in this city will die by the sword, famine, or plague. But whoever goes over to the Babylonians will live."He will escape with his life. He will live. And this is what the Lord says. This city will certainly be handed over to the army of the king of Babylon who will capture it.
马坦的儿子是法提亚，巴士户尔的儿子基大利，施利米亚的儿子尤甲，马基亚的儿子巴士户尔听见耶利米对众人所说的话。耶和华如此说，住在这城里的必遭刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫而死，但出去归降加勒底人的必得存活，就是以自己命为掠物的必得存活。耶和华如此说，这城必要交在巴比伦王军队的手中，他必攻取这城。
In other words, Jeremiah was saying, if you surrender to Babylon, you will live.
就是说如果你对巴比伦人投降，你就能活。
But if you stay in Jerusalem, you'll die.
但是你如果继续滞留在这个耶路撒冷，你就会死。
Now, why in the world would Jeremiah spread around this gloomy message?
为什么耶利米要把这么使人沮丧的信息告诉大家呢？
Why would Jeremiah tell the people of Judah to surrender to such an ungodly kingdom like Babylon?
为什么耶利米要叫犹大国的人对这巴比伦这么邪恶的国家降服呢？
He knew that the Jewish government leaders did not like the message.
他知道犹太领导那时并不喜欢这个信息。
In fact, he had already been sent to jail once for spreading around that message.
事实上，因为这个信息，耶利米就被关到监牢了。
So why in the world did Jeremiah defy the king of Judah by spreading this discouraging message?
那么，为什么耶利米还要对犹太国的这些人传这样子不好的，这样子沮丧的讯息呢？
Why did he undermine their efforts to rally the nation to fight against Babylon?
为什么他不好好的召集众人的力量来抵抗巴比伦呢？
The answer can be found in the phrase, "This is what the Lord says."
那么答案可以从这句话来看，就是耶和华如此说。
You see, Jeremiah knew that he had a message from God.
耶利米其实知道这个信息是神启示他的。
He had a conviction that he needed to communicate that message no matter what.
那么他知道他必须把这个信息充分地传给别人听。
Now, why did God want the people of Judah to surrender to the kingdom of Babylon?
那么为什么神想要犹大国的人对巴比伦国的人降服呢？
It was because Judah had also become a very ungodly nation.
因为犹太这个国已经也成为一个很邪恶不讨神喜悦的国度。
They had become involved in idol worship and baby sacrifice and in prostitution, and God was using the kingdom of Babylon to punish the kingdom of Judah.
他们崇拜偶像，然后把自己的儿女奉杀死献祭，又淫乱，然后神如此就把巴比伦来当成给他们惩罚的一个手段。
God knew the Babylonian captivity was the only way to purify the Jewish people from their sins.
神知道唯有透过巴比伦把他们击杀，才能让犹太这个国家他们的罪洗清。
You see, Jeremiah illustrates the first way that we can respond to fearsome times.
耶利米告诉我们第一个我们在恐惧的时候该做的事情。
We can respond with the courage of our convictions.
我们可以利用我们的信心跟确定来回应。
We can respond by doing what we believe is right, even when we might suffer the consequences of our actions.
即使当我们知道说我们做出来的正确的行为是会遭到不好的痛苦的时候，我们还是应该坚决地做出来。
Now I'm sure that Jeremiah must have felt the pressure and the desire to compromise his message in order to become more politically correct.
我非常肯定，当时的耶利米他说了这个信息出去的时候，他一定知道会引起很多人的不满。
Jeremiah did not like being unpopular.
当然，耶利米也不希望成为一个众人的公敌。
He didn't like being persecuted for his convictions.
他也不喜欢因为他的言行就被别人攻击。
But Jeremiah continued to preach his unpopular message because he knew that it was a message from God. And when God speaks, God says what is true.
但是就仅仅因为他这个信息是神很确实真实的告诉耶利米的，耶利米就毫无犹豫的把这份会给众人不满的信息传讲出去。
As Christians, we have been given an unpopular message from God.
身为基督徒，我们也是从神得来一些很多会让众人不满的信息。
The message can be found in John chapter 3, verse 36.
一个其中这个例子的信息就是在约翰福音三章三十六节里。
John 3:36 says, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, but God's wrath." Remains on him.
信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生。神的震怒常在他身上。
The message is basically this: that if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, that He died on the cross for your sins, You will be forgiven and you will go to heaven.
信息很简单，就是说你相信耶稣，你就会去天堂；你不相信耶稣，你就下地狱。
But if you do not believe this, God's wrath remains upon you, and you will suffer in hell.
而如果你不相信这句话，神的怒气会发在你的身上，你就会也是下地狱。
To say the least, this is not a politically correct thing to say.
这句话很明显的是一个非常讨人不满的一个信息。
We live in a society that values tolerance.
我们生活在一个说话必须要很小心的时代。
And we can feel the pressure to keep that message to ourselves.
而你可以知道，刚刚讲的这句话，其实你是不是保留起来，不要给别人讲，会对你比较好呢？
Or to compromise that message, to say something like, well, to me, Jesus is important, but that's just me.
还是把这句话稍微委婉的说，对啦，其实信耶稣很重要啊，可是那只是对我来说啦，对你可能不知道。
And by doing this, we can protect our image.
那么说了这个委婉的说法，也许我们可以保护我们自己的。
We can keep the peace in our workplace or at our school.
我们可以不被我们的工作人员去讥笑。
But as a result, people will face the consequences of not hearing and believing the truth.
但是其他人就无法听到正确的信息了。
There will be other fearsome times when we will feel the pressure to compromise our convictions.
有的时候在恐惧的时候，是因为我们没有办法很确信的把该做的事做出来。
I remember when I was in junior high that I did homework for one of the popular athletes in school because I was afraid that I might lose his friendship.
记得我在初中的时候曾经帮一个体育健将做功课，因为我很担心我不这样做他就不当我是朋友了。
Some college students compromise their sexual purity because they are afraid of being considered a prude or afraid of losing their sweetheart.
有一些大学学生，他们因为不想要把别人认为他们是假正经的人，或者是他们不想要失去他们心爱的人，就把他们的身体在性里面不洁净。
Some people cheat on their taxes or cheat on their government forms because they are afraid of going into debt.
有些人报税不诚实，因为他们怕变得贫穷。
Fear pressures people to compromise their convictions.
恐惧使人让他们没办法确实的做出正确的事情。
So the question is, do you have the courage to hold on to your convictions even during those fearsome times?
那么我要问你们的是，当你们面临恐惧的时候，你们是否还是愿意做出正确的事情？
In verse 4, we are introduced to a second group of people who responded to fearsome times in a very different way.
在第四节，我们看到了另外一组人，他们对于恐惧的时刻，他们反应是截然不同的。
Then the officials said to the king, "This man should be put to death. He is discouraging the soldiers who are left in this city."As well as all the people by the things he is saying to them. This man is not seeking the good of these people, but their ruin.
于是首领对王说，求你将这人治死，因他向城里剩下的兵丁和众民说这样的话，使他们的手发软。这人不是求这百姓得平安，乃是叫他们受灾祸。
These officials were basically accusing Jeremiah of treason.
这些首领们其实就是在责骂耶利米的信息。
They were saying that Jeremiah's message of appeasement was discouraging the soldiers and the civilians.
他们说耶利米的信息让这些士兵们都他们的士气降低了。
And the result would be that the kingdom of Judah would not be able to regain their independence.
那结果就是犹大这个王国就无法最后脱离巴比伦来独立。
And because officials felt so strongly about this, they asked the king for the permission to put Jeremiah to death.
首领们因为觉得很不好，就恳求王让耶律米被处死。
The officials responded to fearsome times with cruelty.
所以这些首领们他们的对恐惧的回应就是残酷。
Now it's one thing to disagree with Jeremiah.But it's another thing to ask to put him to death.
不赞同耶利米是一，可是你要把耶利米治死，这却是另外一回事。
Jeremiah did not deserve their hatred.
耶利米他并不值得他们这样子对待。
Jeremiah was a patriot who loved his country.
耶利米他其实是一个爱国的人。
He preached against the sinfulness of Babylon also.
他其实以前一直在传讲巴比伦国王的王国的邪恶。
But that's what can happen during fearsome times.
但是这是恐惧的时刻会发生的事情。
We can feel so afraid of what could happen that we protect ourselves with cruelty.
我们恐惧可能会发生的事情就用残酷来对应。
It's like the man who gets yelled at by his boss.
就好像一个老板对一个人，一个老板骂一个员工。
So he comes home and he yells at his wife.
那这个员工回到家就也骂他的太太。
And the wife yells at the kid.
那太太就责骂他的儿子小孩。
And the kid yells at the dog.
那小孩就责骂他们的狗。
Martin Niemöller was a German pastor who took a heroic stand against Adolf Hitler.
Martin Niemöller 是德国的一个牧师，他曾经站起来反对希特勒。
Niemöller met Hitler in 1933, and his wife asked him of his impression of the dictator.
Niemöller 在1933年的时候第一次遇到了希特勒，那他的太太就问他对这个独裁者的印象是什么。
And Niemöller responded, I discovered that Herr Hitler is a terribly frightened man.
你看，我觉得希特勒他是一个非常受恐惧的人。
You see, fear releases the tyrant from within.
你看，恐惧会让一个人心中的这些无规则都跑出来了。
And it starts out as tiny acts of unkindness.
这是从一个很小小的不慈爱的行为出发的。
You justify it as self-defense.
你可以觉得这是一个自我防御的行为。
But as one gains more power, one begins to justify even more sinister actions.
但是当你得到越多的权力的时候，你就会更做一些很残酷的事情。
Then cruelty becomes part of one's fabric.
那残酷就会成为你身体的一部分。
So to prevent ourselves from ever becoming cruel people, we need to make a commitment now that we will never resort to cruelty when the fearsome times come.
所以为了要让我们不要成为这样的人，我们必须决定在恐惧的时候不要成为残酷的人。
We should never resort to even tiny acts of bullying.
我们连最微小的残酷的行为都不要做。
In verse 5, we can see how the king responded to fearsome times.
在第五节我们可以看到王对恐惧的时刻怎么回应。
He is in your hands, King Zedekiah answered. The king can do nothing to oppose you.
他在你们的手中，西底家王说，这个王他们无法 The king can do 这个王他不能对你做什么反对。
King Zedekiah responded to fearsome times with cowardice.
所以西底家王对恐惧的时刻他的反应是懦弱的。
The king was not a cruel man.
这个王他不是一个残酷的王。
He liked Jeremiah.
他喜欢耶利米。
He did not want Jeremiah to be killed.
他不想要耶利米被杀。
But he was intimidated by the officials.
但是他很怕那些首领们的威吓。
He did not want them to rise up against him.
他不想要那些首领们出来把他铲除掉。
So he responded in weakness.And gave permission to the officials to kill Jeremiah.
所以因着自己的软弱，就答应首领，让首领把耶利米处死。
It was like Pontius Pilate who tried to wash his hands from the guilt of King Jesus's death.
他就像本多比拉多，他曾经借着洗手，好像要让告诉大家说，耶稣死不是他的错。
I don't think most of us are cruel people.
我不认为我们大部分的人都是残酷的。
But I think that many of us are cowardly people.
但是我们之间有很多是懦弱的。
When we see people getting picked on either verbally or physically, we don't stand up for them.
看到有人受言语或行为的攻击，我们并不会做什么来帮助他。
When we hear in the news about the oppression of child slavery in third world countries, or when we hear about the slaying of unborn children in America, we say to ourselves, "I can do nothing to prevent."
当我们看到世界，小孩子被拿去做苦劳苦，或者是看到美国有一些小孩子被杀的时候，我们告诉自己，我们什么都不能做。
When we know that people around us are dying and entering into a Christless eternity, we say to ourselves, "I can't do anything about it."
当我们看到有一些人快死了，而他们死后并不能去到天堂的时候，我们告诉自己，我什么都不能做。
But as Edmund Burke once said, "All that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing."
但是就像这个人他曾经说过，邪恶让一个人，邪恶战胜一个人，就是让他什么都不做。
Jeremiah 24:11 and 12 states, "Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering towards slaughter. If you say, 'But we do nothing about this,' does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay each person according to what he has done?"
箴言24:11-12说，人被拉到死地，你要解救；人将被杀，你需拦阻。你若说这是我未曾知道，那衡量人心的，岂不明白吗？保守你命的，岂不知道吗？他岂不按个人所行的报应个人吗？
But you say, Pastor Paul, there are just too many causes.
但是你如果说保罗牧师啊，这太多事情要管了。
I can't save every third world child from slavery.
我不能让所有在第三世界每一个小孩都不会受到劳苦。
I can't save every unborn child from abortion.
我不能让美国完全没有堕胎。
I can't save every soul from a Christless eternity.
我无法让每一个不信主耶稣的人都让他们信主，然后到天堂。
And it's true you can't be involved in every good cause.
是的，也许你没有能力去参加每一个的好的行为。
You just don't have enough time or energy to do that.
你可能没有足够的时间或能量来做。
But you do have the time and energy to do something.
但是你确然有足够的时间跟能量去做一些事情。
So what will you do to help out the oppressed?
所以你要怎么去做帮助那些被压迫的人呢？
Let's take a look at verse 6 to find out what happened to Jeremiah.
让我们来用第六节来看耶律米最后发生了什么事。
So they took Jeremiah and put him into the cistern of Malchijah, the king's son.Which was in the courtyard of the guard. They lowered Jeremiah by ropes into the cistern. It had no water in it, only mud. And Jeremiah sank down into the mud.
他们就拿住耶利米，下在哈米勒的儿子马基亚的牢狱里。那牢狱在护卫兵的院中。他们用绳子将耶利米系下去。牢狱里没有水，只有淤泥。耶利米就陷在淤泥中。
The officials did not have the stomach to execute Jeremiah.
那些首领们并其实不敢去直接去处死耶利米。
They did not want to have blood on their hands.
他们不想要这些污血罪沾在他们手上。
So they decided to do something even crueler.
所以他们就决定要做一个反而更残酷的东西。
Instead of letting Jeremiah die quickly, they decided to let him die slowly.
他们让耶利米慢慢的死，而不是快快的死。
And so they lowered Jeremiah into an empty well.
所以他们把耶利米弄到一个空的井里面。
The Roman historian Josephus wrote that these empty wells were used by government leaders to punish people.
那么罗马的历史学家 Josephus 他曾经说，这些空的井是那些罗马政府用来处罚人的。
The wells were usually two or three stories deep, and a person could sink up to his chin.
那这些井它都有两到三层楼高，那一个人在里面，他可能沉到水里，水一直到他的下巴。
Can you imagine how disgusting and terrifying that would be?
你能想象那种情景是多么的恐惧跟恶心吗？
No lights, no food, no water.
没有光，没有食物，没有水。
Just sinking deeper and deeper into mud.
而是慢慢的沉到这个淤泥里面。
And there is nothing that you can do to escape.
而且你没办法逃离出来。
Sooner you are going to die from thirst, or die from hunger, or die from insanity.
很快的，你可能会死于饿、死于渴或死于发疯。
In verse 7, we are introduced to another man who responded to fearsome times.
在第七节，我们看到另外一个人，他在恐惧的时候怎么回应呢？
But Ebed-Melech, a Cushite, an official in the royal palace, heard that they had put Jeremiah into the cistern.
在王宫的太监古实人以伯米勒听见他们将耶利米下了牢狱。
There are three things that I'd like to say about Ebed-Melech.
我现在要对这个以伯米勒来说三件事。
First, his name means servant of a king.
第一个，他的名字代表着王的仆人。
So Ebed-Melech may actually be this guy's title rather than his name.
所以，这个以伯米勒也许是这个人的职位，而不是他的名字。
Here's a nameless guy who does something great.
那有一个无名氏，他做了一个很好的东西。
Secondly, Ebed-Melech was a Cushite.
第二点是说，这个人他是一个古实人。
Cushites were Ethiopians.
古实人是以索比亚人的一种。
In other words, he was an African.
换句话说，他是一个非洲人。
He was an ethnic minority among the Jewish population.
他在当时的犹太人里面是少数民族之一。
Thirdly, the word official literally means eunuch.
第三，这个在这里面看到的词，它其实代表着太监的意思。
In other words, Ebed-Melech was a castrated man.
就是说，以伯米勒他是一个太监。
Most likely, King Zedekiah had him oversee his royal harem because he did not think that a castrated man would get involved in any hanky panky with any of his women.
也许西底家王让以伯米勒来担任这些职位的原因，就是因为知道他是太监，就不会跟女生发生乱关系。
So here is an unlikely hero, an unnamed, castrated ethnic minority.
所以在这里我们看到了一个可能是一个英雄的人，他没有名字，他是一个太监，然后他是一个少数民族。
But take a look at what he does in verses 7 through 9.
那么我们来从七到九节看一看他做了什么事。
While the king was sitting in the Benjamin gate, Ebed-Melech went out to the palace and said to him, My lord the king, these men have acted wickedly in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet. They have thrown him into a cistern where he will starve to death when there is no longer any bread in the city.
在王宫的太监古实人以伯米勒听见他们将耶利米下了牢狱，以伯米勒就从王宫里出来，对王说，主我的王啊，这些人像先知耶利米一昧的行恶，将他下在牢狱中，他在那里必因饥荒而死，因为城中没有粮食。
As a king, Zedekiah had tons of political clout, but he thought that he did not have enough power to protect Jeremiah.
西底家王是这样一个有权势的人，他自己却不认为他有能力来救赎耶利米。
But here is Ebed-Melech.
但是你们看这个以伯米勒，
He's a nameless servant.
他只是一个无名氏，
He's an ethnic minority.
他只是一个少数民族，
He's a castrated man.
他甚至只是一个太监，
And he appeared to have no power, but he was determined to do something.
他看似无能力，却坚决想要做点事情。
And so he took a stand against these royal people who had the power to take revenge on him.
他就对那些可能会给他处罚的那些有权势的人站起来反对他们。
Ebed-Melech had plenty of excuses to remain silent.
其实以伯米勒是最有资格去变成懦弱的人。
But instead, Ebed-Melech faced fearsome times with the courage of compassion.
但是在这个受逼迫的时候，以伯米勒却站出来做正确的事情。
He cared enough about Jeremiah that he mustered up the courage to stand up for him.
他因为关心在乎耶利米，就站起来为他说话。
And so he said, "We've got to do something for Jeremiah quickly because he is going to starve to death."
所以他就说，我们必须要赶快做些事，不然他在那里必因饥饿而死。
Let's see how the king responded to Ebed-Melech's request in verses 10 through 13.
那么这个王就回应了在十到十三节里面这样说。
Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Cushite, take 30 men from here with you and lift Jeremiah the prophet out of the cistern before he dies. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went to a room under the treasury in the palace. He took some old rags and worn out clothes from there and let them down with ropes to Jeremiah in the cistern. Ebed-Melech the Cushite said to Jeremiah, put these old rags and worn out clothes under your arms to pad the ropes. Jeremiah did so, and they pulled him up with the ropes and lifted him out of the cistern, and Jeremiah remained in the courtyard of the guard.
王就吩咐古实人以伯米勒说，你从这里带领三十人，趁着先知耶利米未死以前，将他从牢狱中提上来。于是以伯米勒带领这些人同去，进入王宫，到库房以下，从那里取了些碎布和破烂的衣服，用绳子垂下牢狱，去到耶利米那里。古实人以伯米勒对耶利米说，你用这些碎布和破烂的衣服放在绳子上垫你的落肢窝，耶利米就照样行了。这样他们用绳子将耶利米从牢狱里拉上来，耶利米仍在护卫兵的院中。这个太监他不只是有勇敢，他也是有蛮有同理心。
He knew that Jeremiah's body must have been very sensitive and sore from being in the mud so long.
他知道耶利米在那个泥土中这么久，一定不好受。
And so he knew that the ropes would be very uncomfortable on Jeremiah's sensitive skin.
他所以知道这个绳子碰到耶利米的皮肤，一定会让他很难受。
And so he gave Jeremiah some old rags and clothes to put under his arms in order to protect his skin under the process of pulling him out.
所以他把一些破烂的衣服丢给耶律米，好让他在跟绳子不会直接接触到他的皮肤。
Are you willing to make a commitment to respond to fearsome times with courage, with compassion, and with conviction?
你是否在困境的时候愿意站起来，有着勇敢、同理心跟说服力呢？
If so, you will be able to overcome fearsome times instead of letting fearsome times overcome you.
如果是的话，你就能战胜恐惧，而不是恐惧战胜你。
Saint Telemachus was a man of courage, compassion, and conviction.
Saint Telemachus 他是一个蛮有同理心、说服力跟勇敢的人。
He lived during the 4th century as a monk in a monastery.
他是第四世纪的一个和尚。
One day he sensed God was calling him to Rome.
I'm sorry, 不是和尚，是这个修道士。对，那有一天他听到了神在罗马来呼召他。
So he put all his possessions in a bag and headed off to Rome.
所以他就把他的一些东西收好，然后就走去罗马。
When he arrived, he noticed that everybody was going to a large building called the Amphitheater.
那他到的时候，他看到很多人都要赶快聚集到一个圆形的舞台剧场去看东西。
He decided to check out what they were doing.
他就跟去看看到底是什么事。
He walked in the amphitheater and he sat down with 80,000 people.
进去他看到了8万多个人与他们一同坐下。
And then the gladiators arrived.
然后就有一个罗马的角斗士出来了。
They all faced Caesar and proclaimed in unison.Hail Caesar! We die to the glory of Caesar.
他们就一直喊，凯撒王万岁！我们要为着凯撒王的荣耀而死。
And then he saw two men begin a sword fight.
那他就看到两个人在比剑在打架。
They were going to kill each other.
他们要杀死彼此。
The little monk thought to himself, this just doesn't make sense.
那这个修道士就说，这个完全不完全没有的，不知道是该干嘛。
This is supposed to be a Christian empire.
这个不是一个基督教建立的国度吗？
And people are killing one another for the entertainment of a crowd?
那难道有人互相在残杀，就是要让这么多人得到这个娱乐吗？
Telemachus leaped out of his seats and he ran down the steps.
那这个修道士就走下去到了底下。
He climbed over the wall and he walked out to the center of the amphitheater.
他翻墙越到了舞台中间。
And then he stood between the two large gladiators.
他就站在这两个角斗士中间。
He put his hands up and cried out firmly, "In the name of Christ, stop!"
他把他双手举高，说：“奉耶稣基督的名，停！”
The crowd laughed and jeered.
那这些观众就一直在讥笑。
One of the gladiators slapped Telemachus in the stomach with his sword and sent him spinning out into the dust.
那有一个角斗士就把他踢到一旁去。
Telemachus got up again and stood between the two large gladiators.
这修道士却又站起来，又继续站在他们中间。
He repeated, "In the name of Christ, stop!"
他重新说，奉主耶稣基督的名，停。
Then the crowd began to chant, "Run him through!" Run him through, run him through.
那这八万个观众就开始喊叫，碾死他，碾死他，碾死他。
So one of the gladiators got his sword and stabbed Telemachus in the stomach.
那这个有一个角斗士就把他的剑拿出来，就刺到这个修道士的肚子里。
Telemachus fell into the dust.
这个修道士就伏倒在地。
Sand turned into red as the blood came out.
舞台的沙地上就沾满了他的血。
And one last time, Telemachus weakly cried out, "Please, in the name of Christ, stop."
那么他呼了最后一口气，说了，奉主耶稣基督的名，停吧。
And then he died on the amphitheater floor.
那他就在那里死了。
The crowd grew silent.
那所有的观众都沉默了。
Within minutes, they emptied out of the amphitheater.
几分钟之后，所有的观众都走了。
And then history records that thanks to Saint Telemachus, that this was the last gladiatorial contest in the history of the Roman Empire.
那么历史学家告诉我们，就是谢谢这个修道士，那一场决斗是罗马帝国中最后一个有这样的决斗。
In closing, I'd like to tell you a story about a man who's not as courageous as Jeremiah, Ebed-Melech, or Telemachus.
在结束前，我想要跟你们介绍一个人。这个人没有像耶利米、亚伯米勒或者是这个修道士一样那么有勇气。
His name is Paul Ebb.
这个人的名字叫做艾保罗。
A few weeks ago, I was jogging past the Planned Parenthood when I saw a young woman walk to its front door.
几个礼拜前，我走路经过了一个，就是预产 baby 计划的中心，就看到了一个年轻女人。
Since it hadn't opened up yet, she went back to her car.
这个中心还没开门，所以这个女人在她的车里面等。
I sensed that the Holy Spirit was encouraging me to tell her to go to Ithaca Pregnancy Center instead.
我那时却听到了一个圣灵对我说，应该要提醒这个女生，要应该去伊萨卡的这个妊娠中心，而不要去这个中心。
But it felt too awkward, so I kept on running.
但是我觉得我这样讲是否太突兀了，所以我就继续跑步不离。
But the Holy Spirit kept on convicting me, so I turned around, hoping that she wouldn't be there when I came back.
但是圣灵却一直指责我，所以我最后还是想要，我最后想到说，我是否跑到底的时候要再回头来呢？
But she was still there in her car.
那我回去的时候，我看到她还在那等。
So my new excuse was I didn't know where the Ithaca Pregnancy Center was.
那我第二个借口就对我自己就说啊，其实我不知道伊萨卡的妊娠中心在哪。
So I decided to jog around until I found Ithaca Pregnancy Center.
所以我告诉我自己，那我再继续跑，直到我跑到伊萨卡妊娠中心在哪再说。
So I ran and I found it and I returned to the car.
我最后总算找到妊娠中心在哪了，那我就回到了这个地方。
She was still there.
那女的还是在那。
So I knocked on her window.
我就敲她的车门。
She lowered the window.
她把车窗摇下来。
And I asked her, "Are you looking for a pregnancy center?"
我就问她说，你是否要找一个堕胎中心
？So she said she was.
她说她是的。
And I told her about the Ithaca Pregnancy Center, gave her directions, and told her that it was a really good pregnancy center.
那我就告诉她了伊萨卡的妊娠中心的地址，然后把地址给她，告诉她这是一个好地方，你该去。
She thanked me and indicated that she might visit it.
她谢谢我，她说她也许会去。
But for now, she had an appointment with the Planned Parenthood.
但是她现在对这个避孕堕胎中心却已经先有一个事先预备好的门诊要看了。
Looking back, I wish I would have told her that Ithaca Pregnancy Center gives out free ultrasounds.
回顾来看，我觉得我应该那时候告诉她，伊萨卡妊娠中心其实是有提供免费的超音波服务。
And that I would have implored her to choose life for her unborn child.
那我其实会恳求她，让她为一个还未出生的生命去珍惜。
I wish I would have told her about how thankful I am for the women who chose life so that I could adopt my two girls.
我很希望能够告诉她我多么开心，因为过去有一些有两个女人，她们把她们小孩生下来，好让我现在能够有被我养育的，被我领养的这个女儿。
I think if I was truly sensitive to the Holy Spirit, I would have done that.
我觉得如果不是圣灵感动我，我根本不可能会做类似的事。
But I was a reluctant, timid prophet. I'm sorry, a reluctant, timid prophet.
但是我却这么不情愿又这么的胆怯。
And yet I hope that if this woman is pregnant, that she decided to visit the pregnancy center, and that God will have used me to help save a life.
我真的希望，如果这女的真的怀孕了，神能够借由我来让她把这个生命珍惜。
Why did I tell you that story?
为什么我要告诉你们这故事？
Certainly not to impress you with my courage.
并不是要告诉你我不是我的勇气有时会比较小。
Because I didn't really do anything impressive, and I don't even know if I made a difference.
我根本不知道我是否做了一个那个有差别的事情。
But I tell you this story to urge you to listen with a heart of compassion.
但是我告诉这个故事的原因是要你用一个有同怜悯心来做。
Listen to the voices of people who are being led off to slaughter.
听听那些受到压迫人他们的心声。
Listen to the voices of unborn children crying out for a chance for life.
听听那些还未出世的小 baby 们，他们呼喊着给他们一个机会，让他们有一个人生过。
Listen to the voices of unwanted children crying for a mommy or a daddy.
听听那些没有父母的小孩，他们说我想要一个妈妈爸爸。
Listen to the voices of child prostitutes crying for their freedom.
听听那些从小被迫卖妓的小女孩，他们对自由的呼喊。
Listen to the souls headed toward a Christless hell.
听听那些不信主而要去地狱的那些灵魂们。
Listen to the voices of persecuted Christians crying for prayer.
听听那些受压迫的基督徒他们呼喊出来的祷告。
Listen to the voice of Jesus Christ crying out, "Whatsoever you have done for the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me."
听听主耶稣基督他曾经说过，你对这个最小的孩子中所做的一件事情，你就是对我做的。
And so let us respond to these voices like Ebed-Melech and Telemachus did.
所以我们就照着那个太监跟那个修道士一样的心态来勇敢的聆听这些心声。
Let us respond to these voices with courage, conviction, and compassion.
让我们利用勇敢、同理心，还有说服力来回应这些声音。
我们接下来要擘饼纪念主。
This is time for communion.
我们每个月的第一个主日，我们会借着